I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, charges are dropped against Native rights advocate Nick Tilson, and a proposal to make it easier for out-of-state nurses to practice in Alaska is facing pushback. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Prosecutors in South Dakota have dismissed charges against an Indigenous rights advocate, charges stemming from a 2022 incident against Nick Tilson, CEO and founder of Indian Collective, were dropped. In a statement, Tilson said, "My freedom was not granted by a judge, a jury, or the settler colonial court system. My freedom was won by the people, the movement, and the ancestors." Tilson faced more than 25 years in prison, originally facing charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and obstruction. Ultimately, the trial resulted in a hung jury. Tilson maintained his innocence throughout, saying it was an effort to watch an interaction between police and an Indigenous member of the Rapid City community. Indian Collective spokespeople had contended the charges were excessive. In the same statement, representatives described them as, quote, blatantly politically motivated effort to silence a movement leader by criminalizing his actions. In response, Pennington County State's attorney writes, quote, the decision to dismiss the case was made after careful review and thoughtful consideration. The office adds they stand by the charging decision, saying while they believe the case was properly charged and presented, the jury's inability to reach a verdict was an important factor in evaluating whether further prosecution would serve the interest of justice. Alaska will receive about $1 billion from the federal government over the next few years to improve health care. The millions of that depends on the legislature passing several bills aligning Alaska with best practices for rural health care. Alaska Native people are much more likely to live in rural areas than other Alaskans. As Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra reports, a proposal to make it easier for out-of-state nurses to practice in Alaska is facing fierce pushback. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.